the media who's in that room, the media in that room, that press room, is, for example, asking war-inciting questions. The questions are leading to the answers they want. And you don't get, it's kind of a suffocating consensus of questions in that room. And I remember Helen Thomas on the eve of Iraq, who was kind of mocked by her colleagues because she was asking tough questions of President Bush, who was ready for airballs. And that's really, I think, very sad. And what's not on the agenda are the kinds of questions Ralph asked. Maybe not as tough as Ralph would ask them, but framed in a way that would really produce some news that's needed, necessary news for the American people. One last thing on the mandate, the mask. What the Supreme Court, the decision that's not been reported sufficiently in my mind about test, vaccinate and test, I mean, that is shocking that the Supreme Court, it's not shocking in the same way President Biden should not be shocked by the Republican Party as it exists today, but that the Supreme Court essentially sided with death, I think, in that COVID decision is something we should think long and hard about.
And very quickly, Ralph Nader responding to Build Back Better being broken up.
There are two major omissions here. He didn't push his tax increases for corporations and the corporate rich, super rich, which he proposed, because these programs are not supposed to be on the backs of our descendants in terms of deficits. They should be paid for by restoring the tax system to the level of the prosperous 60s, when the corporations paid much higher taxes. And he didn't take advantage there. And he didn't take advantage of, he calls himself a union guy. He should have pushed for the $15 minimum wage through the Senate. He should have showed how the Republicans are against almost everything that he's proposing that has huge popular polls, left-right support, from the social safety net to rebuilding America and community after community with the support of the local chamber of commerce and local unions. He missed that, and he didn't push the bill that his own Democrats passed in the House, languishing in the Senate, to make it easier for workers to form unions. And most critically, these programs are going to fail if they don't deal with audits and anti-corruption efforts inside. The Inspector General for the Small Business Administration has been pointing out for years that the big companies are ripping off the payroll protection plan. They don't deserve it. Some corporate law firms actually got money from the corporate protection plan, which is designed mostly for small business. So if the press doesn't want to ask these very fundamental questions, that doesn't mean that Biden's advisors shouldn't have emphasized in his original message at the press conference to highlight these areas.
Katrina, we have just a minute left. His press conference took place at a time when his approval ratings in his first year are extremely, substantially lower than when he began. What are the likely consequences of this for the midterms later this year?
Not pretty, but he has time to turn it around. A day, you know, a week in politics is, you know, a whole other time factor. But he needs to do some things that are, you know, both morally and strategically important. Student loan debt, some of those issues. Use executive actions in ways not to, to speak to a base that is demoralized, but could be put back together. A lot of work ahead. But I think it's possible.
We're going to leave it there. But we thank you both so much for being with us. Katrina VandenHeuvel, editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, columnist for The Washington Post, will link to her pieces and to The Nation. And Ralph Nader, four-time presidential candidate, consumer advocate extraordinaire. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for a human resources manager. Learn more and apply at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Be safe. Wear a mask.
pandemic, I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is Eric Harrison enjoying some whiskey before breakfast with Mando Richard. Wednesdays at 11 a.m. here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Drink up, Yinzers.
Everybody ready?
Everybody, and welcome to episode 2202 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and Tube City Online Radio from Keysport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. I am Mando Richard. I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be doing our regular Whiskey Before Breakfast show again after our holiday break and some best of shows and a Hank Williams special. So we're going to do our usual nonsense here. We're going to start off on the liquored up side of the family. We'll close down on the gospel side of the family. And in between will be a very eclectic mix of music that I know you will enjoy. Marion Halliday wants to get us started singing about bourbon and men. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I like my bourbon like I like my men. Strong and not too neat, the rocks thrown in. I like the things that make me burn and sweat. Hard living with no regrets. Oh my. This work out kind of how it feels when I'm loving you, not quite sure what you're gonna do. Oh, my aching head, why's that bottle in my bed? I like things that aren't good for me. I like you and Kentucky whiskey. Dark of the night, with just my thoughts to hold me tight. I like you better when you went away. Why I hurt still can hardly say. Oh my aching head.
And
the morning, and I haven't slept away. Yes, honey, in the morning, baby, and I haven't slept away. Well, I've been talking to the wall, too drunk to even drink. Lord, I need my baby, sure need her back. Yeah, need my baby, sure need her back. Cause she the best woman, Lord, I ever had.
Of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey everybody, this is Ned Lubarecki with the Becky Buller Band, and whiskey before breakfast, usually not such a good idea, unless you're doing it with Mando Richard. Thanks for listening.
Tony hated fifth grade and his hand-me-down clothes. Clara made his heart race, but she didn't know. Until a bully pushed Clara up against the playground fence. And Tony crashed a bat into that tough guy's head. You can't wish away the evil in this world. It's like trying to wash away the devil in the whiskey with water. Tony got older and married too young. Felt his only daughter Mia was his last chance of love. But she She grew up wild and died in a heroin den. Tony's heart went black and his mind put the law in his hands. You can't wish away the evil in this world. It's like trying to wash away the devil in the whiskey with water. Before the roses had dried on the funeral wreath, Tony loaded the shotgun and the AR-15. He knew exactly what he had to do. He tracked down the dealer who was sitting at home. The bastard had no clue, he didn't have long, 'cause there's gonna be trouble when an angry dad's coming for you. Broken tail light put a halt to Tony's obsession. The routine traffic stop led to charges of illegal weapons possession. He got 4 years, but with the Lord's help, he'll serve 2. But Jesus won't stop him from seeing that dirty job through. And wish away the evil in this world. It's like trying to wash away the devil in the whiskey with water. You can't wish away the evil in this world. It's like trying to wash away the devil in the whiskey with water. We'll be right back.
Nordic Fiddler's Block are playing Don't Drink and Dance right now. That's from their 2020 record, Von Frosten. I guess that's good advice. I don't think they'll give out a ticket for drunk dancing, but anyway. And while you listen to Don't Drink and Dance from the Nordic Fiddler's Block, let me tell you about our Liquored Upset. Back at the beginning of the show, we heard from Marin Halliday doing Bourbon and Men from her 2019 record, Rings Round Saturn. Then we went back to the late 1960s for Ernie Cado. That's what Ernest Cador went by back then. And his song, Too Drunk to Drink. I played that from a compilation called Jump and Shout, New Orleans Blues and Rhythm. Came out in 2000, excuse me. And then we heard Jordi Bazan perform Whiskey with Water. Yeah, interesting song about how you can't chase the devil away just like you can't chase the devil of whiskey away with water. Yeah. And that's from Jordi Bazan's record Free and Fine, which came out in 2019. Then we heard from the 23 String Band. They just added up the number of strings and all their instruments, and that's where their band name came from, the 23 String Band. Raleigh and Spencer, A Tale of a Prohibition. And that's from the 23 String Band's 2011 record, Catch 23. Start the next set off with Corey Harris, and here's something from his new record, Insurrection Blues. Here's his version of the Special Rider Blues. Hope you enjoy it here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thank you.
God on my pallet, I lay down across my bed. God of my paradise, lay down across my bed. I went to eat my breakfast, it's blues all in my
steam train right out of the pages of town, down through the old roaring 20s before the fall of 1929. Back in the heyday railroad, before airplanes fluttered and flew, color me in like a cartoon hobo, doing what bums used to do. Songs from the great Jimmy Rogers, hearing old Bing Crosby croon. This is a song about things used to be in a script of a hobo cartoon. Show me hopping a freight train somewhere south of York. Make it a Santa Fe boxcar, painted all rusty and hard. Sketch out an old hobo jungle, make the old days come alive on the page. Build a rough shack down by the track, weather it heavy with age. Songs from the great Jimmy Rogers, hearing old Bing Crosby croon. This is a song of how things used to be in a script of a hobo cartoon. Sometimes things are great to remember, some are too good to forget. Things back then were so different, some things we think of them yet. Songs from the great Jimmy Rogers, hearing old Bing Crosby croon. This is a song how things used to be in a script of a hobo cartoon.
See these lines on my face, they're a map of where I've been. And the deeper they are traced, the deeper life has settled in. How do we survive living out our lives? And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these marks on my skin, they are the lyric of my life. Every story I begin just means another ends in sight. Only lovers understand, skin just covers who I am. And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these bruises, see these scars, hieroglyphs that tell the tale. You can read them in the dark through your fingertips like rain. And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I plan to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here.
see. No way will I hold her like the cinema told me to try. Ooh, when I look at you, I see no chance of pushing through, and I must be the one to say goodnight. For all our technicolored dreams, our names are rolling down the screen. Some wishes made, our wishes left behind. Promised me nothing but sweetness to last. Now I'm seeing in color, our film full of color. Now I'm striking that match. Ooh, when I look at you, I see no chance of pushing through, and I must be the one to say goodnight. For all our technicolor dreams, our names are rolling down the screen. Some wishes made, our wishes left behind.
Never quite vivid enough, dear, to ever have me stay. Would you write me a
you're listening to now is the House of Hamel playing a medley they call Superb Owl. Get it? Superb Owl? I'm not going to say Super Bowl. Anyway, and this medley Superb Owl features the tune Superb Owl by Rose Baldino, Angelo Rickman's by Brian Buchanan, and Good Trouble by Rose Baldino and Brian Buchanan, formerly of Enter the Haggis and Rose Baldino, formerly of Burning Bridget Cleary, are at the heart of the band House of Hamel. And this is from their brand new record, Folk Hero. All right, enough talk about the instrumental bed. Let's tell you about that set of music you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard Corey Harris singing the Special Rider Blues. And that's from his 2021 record, Insurrection Blues. Then we heard Sturgill Simpson from his 2020 record, Cutting Grass, Volume 2, The Cowboys Arms Session. You heard Hobo Cartoon. I really enjoyed that song a lot. Janice Ian has got a new record coming out soon called The Light at the End of the Line. I just got my copy this week, and from that record, you're hearing the single I'm Still Standing, Janice Ian, I'm Still Standing. And that song talked a little bit about tracing the wrinkles on one's face. And the next song from a band from up in Minnesota called Good Morning Bedlam, Lulu, also talked about tracing laugh lines on one's face. And this is a single from their new record, Lulu. Start off the next set with something from the Pacific Northwest, and the Pine Hearts are going to sing and perform Sugarcane for y'all. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, I know that you've been holding on like you're holding to the rain. Listen to the people talking, they're at it again. Come around in the evening, calling out my name. Yeah, you come around just in time to get lost in the hay. Well, I can't keep it to myself, I can't keep it contained. Again, you don't have to tell me, cause I know you feel the same. So if you had to ask me, the only one I'd say, yeah, the only one I'm thinking of is my sweet sugar cane. Sugar cane, sugar cane, all day long, I can hardly wait. Sugar cane, sugar cane, for a little taste of that sweet sugar cane. Well, you know that I've been waiting around all day. Yeah, the sweet tooth is killing me, won't you come and ease the pain? I don't want that candy, cause it's just not the same. Yeah, I don't want that kind of love, but sweetness don't remain. Sugar cane, sugar cane, all day long, I can hardly wait. Sugar cane, sugar cane, for a little taste of that sweet sugar cane. Well, I got that funny feeling, the one you can't explain. Yeah, I got those little bubbles running throughout my veins. So if you had to ask me, the only one I'd say, yeah, the only.
sugar cane, sugar cane, sugar cane. All day long, I can hardly wait. Sugar cane, yeah, sugar cane. Burley will taste the less sweet sugar cane. Yeah, Burley will taste the less sweet sugar cane.
Can I play my last show? Will they sing my life story? I'll be facing someone's memory. People, places, and songs. Things that make us who we are tell us we belong. Part of us forever, rocks we build our lives upon. People, places, and songs. People, places, and songs.
To hide, I'd tell you the sweetest lies, knowing we won't get out alive. I'd tell you that we'll be okay. If I could be your mercy seat, where your secrets come to sleep, and not the reason that you weep, I wouldn't be alone. With my heart in my throat and my stomach on the floor, I'm beaten and I'm broken, but I'm coming back for more. And I miss you like an eagle with a broken wing. Just as the skies above where you would watch over these things. If I could be up there with you, I would only tell the truth. And if it hurts like pulling a tooth, then it only hurts one time. Well, I'd protect you from their lies, but the ones I tell would fly, circling up above our heads to feast on the love that's dead. With your body close to mine, together, let's do it to the rhythm of the band. And I'll dance to your beating heart, and you'll dance on my grave. Just promise that you'll break my neck when you know I can't be saved from all these things.
Was in the 1990s, my friend banjo player Diane Jones, and along with Hubie King and Dave Bang, Chris King and Pete Vigor, put out a record called There Are No Rules. And from that record, you are going to listen to Cold Frosty Morning as a musical bed while I tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from the Pine Hearts doing Sugar Cane from a record they put out late last year called Lost Love Songs. Then we went back to 1958 for the Leuven Brothers doing On My Way to the Show. That's a heartbreaker, ain't it? Then we heard from Greg Blake in a single he put out last year called People, Places, and Songs. And then the last thing on the set was another thing from last year. Buffalo Nichols, from his self-titled record, Buffalo Nichols, gave us these things. Late last year, we lost Bill Staines, and he's going to open up the next set with the Logging Song. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
It's early in the morning when the birds sing in the pines. The sun peeks through the forest where the cold river climbs. The men are up at 5 o'clock and to the trees at 6. Hard day's work and good night's sleep is all they ever miss. Way, hey, another brand new day on the wild and windy shores of old Superior. From North Bay to Fort William on the rocky northern shore, the mills are filled with cedar pulp and the boats are filled with ore. I worked in a logging camp my daddy did before. We're calloused hands and weathered skin and iron to the core. Way, hey, another brand new day on the wild and windy shores of old Superior. Now the flies are thick and the men get sick, it's cold as it can be. Nothing's unexpected in the North Country. When the summer ends and the winter comes, it's 42 below. We'll settle down in plywood shacks and cover up with snow. Way, hey, another brand new day on the wild and windy shores of old Superior. Now when I die, I will have seen the wonders of the sea. I will have climbed the mountains in the western country. Most of all, I won't forget the wild and wondrous thing, the falling of the timber when it's early in the spring. Way, hey, another brand new day on the wild and windy shores of old Superior. Way, hey, another brand new day on the wild and windy shores of old Superior.
We got to ramble, ramble, heavy traffic ahead. We pull out of Nashville right on
special ed down the line. Heavy traffic over here. Heavy traffic over here. We got to ramble, ramble. It's heavy traffic over here. Around from state to state, the bluegrass boys are never late. Every traffic goes, every traffic goes. We got to ramble, ramble. It's heavy traffic goes. About sundown, you know we've come from some other town. Every traffic goes, every traffic goes. We got to ramble, ramble. It's heavy traffic goes. The goodwill on Friday night. We head for Nashville. Heavy traffic good. Heavy traffic good. We got to ramble, ramble. It's heavy traffic good.
Well, the clock on my computer says it's about time for our station break, so let me just tell you that you're listening to George Jackson playing Prosser along with banjo player B.B. Bonus from his recent release, Hair and Hide. And the two things you heard before that were Bill Staines singing the logging song from his 1979 folk legacy LP, The Whistle of the Jay. Bill Staines, one of my favorite artists. Mrs. Music. And then we went back to 1946 for Bill Monroe, along with Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and all the Bluegrass Boys doing Heavy Traffic Ahead. Yeah. All right. We're going to have a station break coming up in just a minute. And after that, we'll be back with more music on Whiskey Before Breakfast. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the university's Cohon Center on the Carnegie Mellon campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more info, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news, Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dubby-toota.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
I'm a physician.
I am a nurse.
I'm a nurse, too, but I'm also a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine.
I got it because I'm a son and a husband.
I got it to protect my community.
It's been proven to be extremely effective against the spread of the virus.
It's been more rigorously tested than any vaccine in history to make sure it's safe.
When we get it, we protect ourselves and our community.
It's your choice. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
We're going to start off the second half of Whiskey Before Breakfast with something going back to about 2007, the band Yarn, and their song, On the Radio.
Just the same as me. Just the same.